that kind of sealed the deal. Not just being exemplatory in what he does about his own business, but he does that same thing to help others in their business. So obviously, wow. Randy wants his own business to grow, and by the things he's learned and been trained on for his business coaching, he's taking those exact steps and tools and sharing them with other businesses so they can be just as successful.
The all-star who makes all the people around him better.
A multiplier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep. I love that story.
Congratulations, Randy.
Yeah, that's honestly what we do. Our focus is when we're working with clients, it's really all about them.
Right. So yeah. you are a business coach.
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning on this. What does a business coach do?
My number one question.
Yeah.
To answer
there
all
it is.
The time. If I was a plumber, you would know what I did.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. What a business coach does is just come alongside business owners to meet whatever challenges they've identified before them. Mm-hmm. And our clients are all already successful, so they don't need a business coach to succeed.
Okay.
But they want to succeed in another way.
Sure.
To a higher level. And it usually revolves around time, people, or money.
Okay.
That's what business owners need to manage and effectively and efficiently. And it's usually around that, one of those three things. And honestly, conversations with people who just want to discuss the possibility and ask me the same question, the same things bubble to the top almost every time.
Yeah, okay.
I got too much to do. I can't figure out when to do what.
Right.
I know what I need to do. I'm just not getting it done. I need people. How do you get people? Improve our culture. I don't have the culture that I want. Those kind of things. And I'm doing a lot of business, but not making a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, you know,
I'm not going to ask you to answer those questions because that's giving away your product, right? But what is your background, Randy? How did you
My
get into this?
My background is I grew up in a family business. I own two family businesses as well along the way. But I spent 34 years with Ace Hardware Corporation.
Oh, yeah.
And Ace is a retailer-owned co-op.
Mm-hmm.
So all the business owners and all the stores are independent business owners.
Yep.
So I've literally
yep.
been working with business owners almost my entire life,
okay.
except for my 4 years in college.
Where is Ace based out of?
Oak Brook, Illinois.
Oak Brook, Illinois. This is a total tangent. In previous life, I was a building material salesman, and I worked quite a bit with our own hardware and
really?
United Hardware. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
And it was a great career, but I traveled all the time,
yeah.
and I didn't get a chance to work in my home community, which I began to want to do more and more for the last 5 years of my career with Ace.
And so, were you a guy who would help get franchises up and running?
I did all kinds of things.
Okay.
I did that. I worked with current owners doing the same thing I do now.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Didn't have as big a toolbox.
Yeah.
Our job was to help our business owners be more successful. Then I managed a team of people as well who did that. I also did startups. I did new business. I recruited new investors to open stores. So I did a whole variety of things during those 25 years.
Yeah.
The one consistent was I was traveling on the road all the time.
You're on the road all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And that gets to be a hard life.
It was, yeah. My wife and I both decided it was time to do something else.
Yeah. So at that point, you just said, I'm gonna take this skill set I have, and I'm just going to apply it not just to Ace Hardware owners, but to everyone, essentially.
Well, not really. So
okay.
when I decided to leave, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have mm-hmm. a plan, but I was okay with it. I wanted to take a couple months and just kind of chill, but I wasn't ready to quit.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of things that I was interested in, and then long story, make it short, was Action Coach found me, and they called me, and we started our due diligence, which was extremely interesting, something I've never experienced before. Craig would say from the very first phone call, it was a match made in heaven, and that's the way I feel about it as well. The mindset, culture, how the company structured, the tools,
mm-hmm.
Just was a perfect fit for me.
So this is a larger. So are you a franchise owner then?
I'm a partner with a franchise owner. Yes.
Okay.
And we're a multi international company. We're in 70 countries. Been around since the early 90s, 1994. Company's owned by Brad Sugars. And we've got, 1,200 coaching offices across the world.
Wow.
I'm number four in Minnesota. There's three other
okay.
Action Coach offices here in Minnesota. And so actually I was Yeah, I was actually number two, but there's four of us.
Okay.
Four, two have joined since me. So yeah, it's a big organization, been around a long time, have proven success, you know, thousands of times over with business owners, which is mm-hmm. part of my due diligence. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've got a ton of support. Okay. I'm part of a team of coaches. It's not just me.
That's great. What do you like about being a business coach?
What I like about it most is I get to be a part of someone else's success.
Yeah.
And that's what energizes me and motivates me. I've done my thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm good. I've been there, done that. And it's really all about other people. And if I can be a part of someone else's success, that's what I come home and tell my wife about my day. Some small breakthrough that happened today with a client or whatever it is. But, you know, if that works, then I'm fine.
Right.
I'm good because that's my job.
Sure.
My job is to bring abundance and time and money to business owners.
Okay.
And so that's what motivates me.
So will you, I mean, do you carry multiple clients at a time, or is this like, you know, I engage you for 2 months or whatever it is, and you come and you put me in a boot camp and like Bar Rescue or whatever, one of those TV shows, and you yell at me a little bit, and then, you know, at the end, I there are tears, but I'm super successful.
Okay, so sometimes that happens.
Okay.
So there's a joke amongst us coaches is if you haven't made a client cry,
mm-hmm.
you haven't really hit the sweet spot.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's truth to that.
Yeah.
It really is. And we come alongside owners. It's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they want to do. Our first goal is to find out what are their goals are, what do they want to accomplish. And we become part of the how. The business owner decides the what, when, where, who, and why.
Mm-hmm.
And we become part of the how. We team up with folks. We do education. That's not most of what we do, but mm-hmm. we do that along the way typically. Mm-hmm. And we engage with clients. You know, usually we meet twice a month. And we're working toward, once we've identified where they want to go, and mm-hmm. they've told me that, we work together to get there. And it could be anything, you know, within whatever it takes, really.
Right.
And we have, I've got a huge toolbox of strategies and tools that I can bring to the table.
Are you typically, what's the size of the business you'll work with?
I've got solopreneurs. I've got multimillion-dollar companies.
Okay.
And it could be anything. The coaching is about the attitude of the client.
Sure.
If you're coachable,
right.
you can coach.
Right.
We coach nonprofits. We coach. I even have a church who's been thinking about hire me.
Okay.
So it's really, it's about the attitude of the person.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have a coach.
Oh.
It's part of our culture.
Okay.
Good coaches need to be coachable.
Right. Right.
Because we need to be learning and getting better and growing. If you're not growing, you're dying. That's
right.
the way, that's one of the things we believe. Mm-hmm. And our motto is that because business should bring everyone more life.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of like that.
Which is often not mm-hmm. the case.
Right.
It is, the business is more like a boat anchor eventually, mm-hmm. which I experienced when I was growing up.
So yeah. Yeah.
Part of my motivation for loving what I do is I don't want people to live the life that I lived as a child growing up with a business owner.
Right.
Who, the business kind of dictated what happened in our family.
Somebody comes to you and they say, I'm not making enough money, or I'm not able to keep my people. I'm curious about this, and I guess I'm looking for a specific answer, but
sure.
tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Sure.
Are there, like, it seems to me that there would be maybe in a world where you could, as a business owner, you could have 100 million different problems.
Yes.
Does the solution generally come down to two or three different things? Or am I wrong about that?
Well, in a sense, yes.
Yeah.
So really the businesses go, the privately owned business go as the business owner goes.
Yes.
So a lot of what we do is actually personal development
yep.
in some way or another. It's not what you would think of traditionally, but we teach concepts that actually affect the mindset of the business owner. I'll give you one example. Often what happens with a business owner is they say, if it's a, let's have the technical part of the business, that the business owner says, I do it better myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they train somebody, get someone else to do it, and then they take it back because it's not, doesn't meet their
right.
approval, and I'm going to do it myself because I'm better at it
yeah.
than they are. And letting go of that control and
yeah.
letting go of some of those things is a key part of being able to develop a business. If you want the business to work without you, which is our definition of a successful business,
mm-hmm.
then you have to let go of some of that. And you have to be happy with 80% of what Randy
right.
would do or
right.
what Jane would do or what you would do, or 90%, so that you don't have to work 70 hours a week
yeah.
and you can develop a business that works and you don't have to be there every day. That's one of the big common denominators of working with business owners. There are many others, but that's a huge one right there.
Have you ever met anyone who was just a lost cause? Have you ever had a client, and I'm, please don't name any names or give me any kind of a time frame or anything like
well,
this.
Well, there's that chamber president.
name. No, that's definitely not the case, by the way.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely not the case.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
We know that.
We agree on that.
Yes.
So, actually, one.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. I would just think a lot of times, having been in and out of small business almost my entire life, right? I've never owned a small business myself, but I've seen small business from every other, a different angle. Mm-hmm. Some people are serious about their business. Some people aren't. That's where it starts. Other people are far too serious and focused on their business. And some people, there's a balance that has to get struck there, isn't there?
That for sure. And it's all about, really, it's about mindset. Are you willing? I mean, there's three qualifying. We have qualifying questions. We don't mm-hmm. take everybody.
Okay.
Because if someone appears to us not to be coachable, yeah. we walk away.
Sure.
And say, you know, this doesn't make sense.
Right.
Three things we say I bring to the table. I'll see things that you will never see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because not because I'm smarter than you, but because I'm not you.
Exactly.
And that, and I'll share those with you.
Yeah.
That's what a coach does. Second one is objectivity. Well, that is the objectivity. The second one is I'm going to be a coach, so I'm going to say some things sometimes that you're probably not going to really love.
Right. Right.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, what? Why else am I paying you? You're not here to tell me what I want to hear.
That's exactly what you're hiring me for. And the third one is, you know, we've got a toolbox of strategies and tools that have been proven over 25 years that works. And we have we've got the results to, you know, prove that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here
right.
if I didn't see
right.
that and know that and talk to those people myself. So
right.
that's what we bring to the table. So if someone's not willing to change, that's the big, big factor.
Right.
Is I love, you know, I want my business to grow, but I don't want to do anything different.
Well, it sounds like therapy that
sir
way.
Or ma'am, that isn't going to work.
Right. Like if you want help, but you're not willing to change, what's going to change?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Can I make one more comment about that? So
absolutely.
It's interesting that some people have, there's a myth out there that we work with businesses who aren't successful. It's exactly the opposite.
Okay.
We're not a turnaround company. We don't get involved with businesses that aren't successful. And,
all right.
And frankly, those businesses aren't the ones that are coming to us to discuss the possibility of coaching. It's those business owners who know that they need to do things differently to get better.
Mm-hmm.
They're already successful, but they want to be more successful. The reason they became successful is because they were open to learning for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody in this case, but the clients that come to us, that's the mindset of those folks.
Okay.
So we're working with people that are already successful. That's right. Not.
So you don't necessarily get people coming to you saying, I'm thinking about opening a business, but I don't know what I don't know. So
actually,
I
we do get
there.
Those two.
Okay.
We get startups. That's not most of my, I have two.
Okay.
Out of my client list. And we could do that. I mean, we certainly can do that. And I love doing that on one hand. I love encouraging people to think about turning
right.
their passion and their skills into a business.
Right, right.
And at that point, what happens is you know, I'm not going to be the expert in the technical part of a person's a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a landscape designer, you know, if they're a builder, if they're an artist. I have an artist who's a client. That's a new one for me.
That's, wow, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Pretty fascinating,
so.
Right? Yeah. What I bring to the table is the business piece.
Yeah.
I can coach you to a successful
sure.
business, not on the technical aspects of what you do.
And that makes sense. In another life, I worked for a small business accounting firm for a long, long time, going out and getting them clients. And that was,
yeah.
that was one of the things we talked about all the time is, you know, you opened a restaurant because you were a great chef.
Right.
You didn't open a restaurant because you're a great business person.
You hit it right on the head,
yeah.
and that's why business owners own businesses.
Yeah.
They're passionate about something, they got skills around something, and they found out people will pay them for it.
Right.
And, you know, that's cool, right?
Right.
But the business part of it, that's what we bring to the table.
That's a whole different skill set.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah, indeed. Is. Jane, how cool is it to have a guy like this working with the chamber?
I know. He actually did some strategizing with our ambassador
oh, really?
Committee. Not even a year ago, just within this past year,
mm-hmm.
and brought to light, you know, procedures that, you know, we were kind of hitting willy-nilly. And Randy is good at accountability, and that's a really, oh boy, helpful for me. Yeah.
Accountability. Tell me more about that, Randy.
Well, for example, I have two recent clients who came to me and in our coaching, they've been clients for a while, but mm-hmm. they're really frustrated because Susie or Tom or Joe, they make the same mistake over and over and over and over and over.
Yep.
Okay. And they're so frustrated because they want to keep them as employees, but they're just really tired of this. And they say, can you help with that? And I said, well, I can. Well, sure. And so in those kind of situations, I say the first step is, here's what I suggest, mm-hmm. is you sit this person down, or I can if you want. It mm-hmm. depends what you want to do, and say, number one is, how are you going to solve this problem? You're making the mistake over and over and over again. It needs to stop for the good of this company and for your own benefit. What are you going to do different?
Mm-hmm.
We always put the responsibility on them to come up with that. And first of all, they'll probably say, I don't know. And then I'll say, well, what if you did know?
Right.
And then they'll say, I think that's a strange question. I just told you I don't know. And I'll say, well, what if you did know?
Right.
And I'm pretty persistent on that. And then if they just flat out say, I'll say, okay, when will you know?
Yeah.
And then we get down to develop systems. A big part of what we do is help businesses develop systems.
Sure.
And a simple system can simply be a checklist,
right,
that you look at every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Before I go to, if I'm on a job and here's what I do, I'll give you an example. I had a client who's trying to create efficiency, and they go on the job site. And so we developed this four-statement thing on a chart that they reinforce at every staff meeting before they go out on a job site. And it's simply this: two hands, full loads.
Yeah.
Do it right the first time.
Right. Right.
There's a fourth one that I don't remember right now, but it's simple. It's a reminder for people. Oh yeah. Both hands. When I'm moving something from one place or another on the job height, take a full, both hands.
Yeah.
When you're going to pick up topsoil, full load.
Full load.
Right?
Right.
Do it right the first time. That was actually number one.
Yeah.
And so there was one other one that we added to that. And sometimes it's a simple system that you simply repeat every day. So the plan is that on the job site, it's posted. They talk about it. It's in the office. It's in their huddle meeting before they leave the shop. That's an example of some small systems that you put in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, that's one way you reinforce it. And then you go back and of course the leader on that site has to, when they see somebody that doesn't have their hands full, they can ask some questions.
Right. you just told us that you work across the board with all kinds of clients. Are there specific kinds of clients you like to work with, especially?
A lot of coaches do develop that.
They'll
get in one or two industries and kind of focus on it. To me, I haven't got to that point yet. I mean, I've been, my 2-year anniversary for making my decision to be an action coach just happened 2 days ago.
Wow.
So I've only been doing this 18 months.
And you're already the business person of the year, man.
It's craziness.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know how that happened. I really don't. So I haven't developed that. So I have clients across the board. I will say this. I've got quite a few clients in the trades,
mm-hmm.
and in which is interesting to me. I didn't necessarily anticipate that.
Yeah.
In fact, I had one tradesperson said, this might work in retail, but it doesn't work in the trades. That was an early, but I get those reactions all the time.
Sure you do.
It's not unusual. So, but that's kind of, that's been, but that's not me. And that's just what's happened. It's mm-hmm. been organic and people that come to me. So I haven't picked a favorite yet. And maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not even thinking about that at this point. I love working with successful business owners who are willing to get better.
How do your clients come to you? Do they find you? Do you get out there and sort of work the pavement a little bit? What do you do? How does it work?
Well, so our number one task is to define what we do, right? Just like you said, what in the world do business coaches
do? Right.
That's the number one question. So typically for the first year that I was in business, I did free seminars. That's one of our biggest part of our marketing strategy is we do seminars, invite people to come, and the seminar is about telling people about Action Coach and what we do and how we do it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then if you want to have a conversation, we can schedule a time for a conversation.
Sure.
That's just what it is, a conversation.
Sure. Right.
And but I haven't done one of those in 6 months. and I need to start. Jane and I were just talking about this morning. I'm going to start up again. I actually have one this month that I'm going to do, and I'm going to start doing one a month again. But the reason is because people are coming to me. I mean, it's – people are finding out what I do, and they're talking to clients. I was with a first meeting yesterday with a lead, and he said, "Oh, I already researched you." He was, you know, he would say, "What do you want to know about it?" He said, "I already know. I've been online. I've talked to other people in the community. We can skip all the way past that. Let's talk about what I need."
That's fantastic.
And so that's the way it's been happening, which is awesome.
Yeah. Right? That's got to be gratifying. Oh, a year. I mean, if for 6 months. I mean, so you were a year in, and suddenly people are coming to find you.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's crazy. I mean, and it doesn't work for everybody. I know two coaches that have quit that were in my training class.
Okay,
because it just wasn't working.
Sure,
and I think it was them.
Right. Oh yeah.
I mean, I know them. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just don't mean it was a good. I don't think it was a good fit.
Not everyone's meant to coach, man. It's just that simple. No. Yeah.
But that's what I love to do. Is when I can be a part of some success, man, that's just turns my crank.
Have you ever coached sports? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in this role, so to speak, for really a long, long time. I just didn't maybe see it that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't quite. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Other people were aware of it before me.
Okay.
I think. So it's been, I finally figured out what I'm going to be when I grow up.
I mean,
that's what I say.
That's gratifying as heck, too.
It is.
I'm still waiting for that day. I think I'm getting closer, I'm still waiting for
that. You got time, man.
Look at me. I hope so. I don't know, man. I'm not as young as I look anymore.
Yeah, well,
So tell me then about your association with the Chamber. Tell us what your impressions of Northwest Chamber of Commerce.
Well, so I got to tell you a quick story about that. Jane, I don't know if Jane remember or not, but to me it was an obvious I need to join the Chamber, because my biggest goal at the beginning was just to find out I want people to know who I am, and I want to get to know who's in the community, because I worked outside the community,
right
I lived here for 15 years, but I didn't work here.
Right,
a lot of people I didn't know,
right?
So I had to go join some organizations to get to know people.
Yes.
And for them to get to know me get to know them. So after I joined, I sat down with Jane, and I don't remember who else was in the office at the time, but we sat just to get to know each other. We're having a conversation. And I started talking about forming a board of directors, which I did right away, because I knew that's a good thing for me. And so I talked about one person. It was obvious. And then I had two people on there, and they were both guys that were middle-aged.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane goes, "You know, you need some diversity in your board of directors."
Well, good for me.
So it was really funny, because I was already kind of thinking about that, and I came to her asking for feedback on another person that I was thinking about. But right from the beginning, there was synergy there. I love being a part of the Chamber. I mean, that's where I've made a ton of connections. I got I got drug kicking and screaming into the first golf event 2 years ago. One of the first things they said is, "Oh, by the way, we got somebody that has three, and we need four. And do you want to do that?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I haven't seen my golf clubs in 8 years. I don't know. But I did it."
His arm was very twistable.
It was awesome.
And he's a guy.
This all sounds like coachable traits here, Randy. I mean,
well, you know what? Like I said before, I mean, you need to be coachable to be a good coach.
Yeah,
and that's the attitude and mindset, because I need to get better too. If I'm not getting better, I'm not going to be good for the clients that are working with us. So, it's been great. It's been a great synergy and part of the Ambassadors Committee.
Sure.
I love the people I get to work with. We were talking about that in our meeting, actually, about how fun it is to work with the people in the room.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. That's how this business has grown.
Yeah.
Is just by talking to people and connecting people. I love connecting resources. Whether it involves me or not, it doesn't matter to me.
Sure.
And so I'm constantly trying to do that just to help. You know, my job is to help bring abundance to the business community.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can be some part of that, I know that's going to work for me sooner or later.
Right.
So that's what I love to do. And it's just, it's fun. It's fun to see that.
All right, so if people want to get a hold of you, Randy, what's the best way to do this?
You can send me an email at randy@, and so I'm going to throw this word in there, Buji Action Coach, BUJI. That's the name of our particular franchise.
Okay.
And you can, randy@bujiactioncoach.com. You can call me at my phone number, 612-202-2543.
Okay.
Or you can ask Jane. She knows how to get a hold of me.
Yeah. Northfieldchamber.com. Directory Action Coach.
There you go.
Yep.
That's pretty easy.
That's how you can look me up. And Yeah, and I mean, my office is where Northfield Pharmacy used to be located.
Okay. Okay.
They're friends of ours, and that's another long story.
Right.
Months after I decided to do this, they decided to retire, and so that's where I'm at.
Worked out.
Across from, yeah, Carboni's next to the Key.
Yeah, that's a good little spot right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's been great, and we call that the Business Transformation Center. So you can stop in there, you know, if I'm in a meeting, you'll be able to see because you'll see me sitting in there in the door, and you can come back and have my phone numbers on the door. You can call or just stop by. If I'm not in a meeting, you can stop by.
Is there anyone working with you or is it just you?
Well, so that's a funny question because I often say we and everybody says, all I see is you.
Yeah.
And who's the we? Well, so I'm part of a team, but I am the in person right now.
Right.
It's just me in Northfield, but I'm part of a team. I'm on a huddle call every day out of Ohio.
Okay.
So I'm part of a team. There's three other coaches that I work with, two marketing people as well. And so we're communication every day.
Wow.
And so we do that virtually.
Fantastic.
So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Randy Yoder, Bougie Action Coach.
Yeah.
Congratulations, sir.
Do I have a minute to talk about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So
absolutely.
We just did an event in cooperation with Franson Bank. Actually, they came to me, Dan Scheffler, the market president there, and wanted to do an event really around a conversation on business exit strategies.
Okay.
And so we had a CPA, we had myself, we had a banker, we had an investment broker, and an attorney. And we talked about some of the things you need to be thinking about when you're transitioning your business, whether you're selling it, whether you're buying one, or whether you're passing one from to the next generation. And we had our first event already. The response was great. For me, it was really good personally as well for our business, but it was good, really good overall. And we're going to do another one this fall.
Okay.
So, stay tuned. And the chamber is going to be there. They will be aware of the date when we get that set. We want to get that on the calendar here very soon.
Great.
And so they'll know about it, and you can ask Jane about when and where that will happen, probably at the same place this did.
Okay.
At Russo and Stafford.
Yeah, which is a great place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to have a meeting.
And what we coach to is we coach business owners to have their business in a point where they can maximize their return, which means they don't have to be there every day.
Yeah.
Run it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my
that's the miracle worker right there.
Well,
there
are ways to do it.
Because
we are able to get there, and we've done it many times. So,
right.
That's the cool part.
Right. Right. Well, congratulations and thanks for being here, Randy.
Absolutely.
Jane.
I just sat here and smiled
for
30 minutes. Every conversation with Randy is enlightening and just a synergy when he said that. Yeah. Yeah.
Bring him back. I like him. This is a good conversation for sure. Yeah. So what's going on with the chamber, Jane?
Well, retail-wise, we're getting ready for Crazy Days.
Yeah.
In about a month.
Wow.
So always inventory reduction is kind
right.
of fun.
Yes.
So this week we've got a golf tournament. So
on
that's kind of our traditional.
Thursday?
Yep. June 22nd.
Are there any spots left?
There could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for me.
I
promise you I'm not asking for me. But
well, there's that fine line between having, a lot of participants and it'll slow the play down.
Yeah.
My goal is to overfill events,
know? Right, right. Yeah, exactly.
But if it's not fun, then they're not going to come back.
Yeah.
But we've got some fun folks doing games. Actually, Jeff and Lance are going to be out there helping everybody hit the boat.
Well, really?
Got a boat back there on one of the, I can't remember which hole has the water, but they're going to put the boat out there. And then if you hit the boat, your name gets thrown in for fabulous prizes.
Fantastic.
So, yep. We've got Northfield Automotive that traditionally has sponsored that. So they'll have a fancy vehicle out there too. You can, don't hit the car, but you can hit the boat. They would frown upon hitting the car. Last year was a big old truck. Fancy. So,
a lot of fun sponsors. I'd hit the car.
Wouldn't that be nice? You hit the boat, you get the car. Oh, we do have a hole-in-one sponsor as well. And if you get the hole-in-one, you get it's just a pimped up. Can I say that?
Yeah, totally.
Golf cart.
Sweet.
Oh, fancy.
Tricked out, huh?
Tricked out. Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
From More Golf. A lot of fun. Might be a little bit warm, but It's always a good time.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the thing. I mean, yeah, okay. It's summertime. I mean, we put up with the cold in the winter. It's the summertime. Yeah, we put up with the heat. Yeah. But we are intrepid Minnesotans, and we get out there, and we enjoy whatever the heck is in front of us.
For sure.
Because if we were to stay inside when there was bad weather, we'd be in 300 days out of the year. So, yeah, extreme weather, at least. Well, okay. So, crazy days in July. Anything else this summer going on? I mean, you're going to be back next month, so we will have more to talk about.
Yep. But we've got a women's tournament this year, which we haven't had before. And we're using the par 3 9 holes out of Summit.
Okay.
So nothing too challenging. And just even if you don't know how to golf, just kind of get you out there.
Yeah.
And get you. The guy, the pro out there, is going to be doing some free lessons prior to our tournament. So that's in August, beginning of August.
Cool.
We could talk about that in July.
We'll talk about that in July. Okay.
But I just want to hit on that we're helping. We're not running, but we're helping with the third Thursdays downtown.
Which are...
That was fabulous.
Fantastic events.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annie, my wife and I were down there on Thursday, and that was really neat. That was a great thing. A good turnout, great vendors, good music. We had some good food. It was just it was a good night.
It was. There were so many happy people.
Yeah.
Happy dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dog-friendly, pet-friendly, people-friendly...
All the way around.
Success.
Right.
Right. The music
actually
was amazing.
To talk to Jane, because she's there the whole time.
I know.
I'm actually bouncing on the corners, making sure that the alcohol stays within the limits, and it has not been an issue. It's been just respectful.
And I saw you hanging on a corner. I was talking to like 4 different people, and I kept trying to get over to say hello to you, and it just never... Yeah, anyway. Anyway, it did, though, sort of have a feel... Work with me on this, like a small winter walk. I mean, it was that same sort of energy. I mean, it's not Christmas, it's not cold, better weather as far as I'm concerned, better time of year as far as I'm concerned. But like the everyone's just happy to be out and meeting new people. Yeah,
I actually stood on a corner before I saw you, the previous corner, and I think I met 3 people who want to start a new business. I'm like, oh, and the Christopher is on the board. He's the board chair for
Christopher Tosava.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For Friends of Downtown Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got their numbers. One guy is, I'd never heard of Punch Pizza. I may be the
Somebody
only
wants
one,
to start a Punch Pizza in town? I would like to. Whoever this is.
It was just talk. He's like, have you ever eaten a Punch Pizza? I know we have a lot of pizzas, but then he was
different.
Talking about a different kind of, I don't know, a different kind of food. And a woman about maybe a charcuterie board business.
Oh, interesting.
To go, kind of. And it's just fun standing there talking about business startups. And between Christopher and myself, we're like, do it. Absolutely. So
happy to get your initial success and then call Randy.
Exactly.
Yes. There we go. All right.
So I don't want to start rumors that there's a Punch Pizza going in town, because
well, you've already put it in my head.
That was not my goal. I want to make that clear. So,
okay,
my goal.
Punch Pizza coming this fall to Northfield, courtesy of Jane Bartho of Northfield Chamber of Commerce.
Oh my gosh.
It's good Neapolitan pizza. That's really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, folks.
Oh, you're mean.
We love you, Jane. Thank you so much. And Randy, thank you for being here.
You're more than welcome. It was awesome.
All right. This is Chamber Chat on KYMN. Jane will be back next month on the third Tuesday of July. She always joins us for another fun conversation about the Northfield business community.